Robert McCluskey's 1941 book, Make Way for Ducklings, tells of how Mrs. Mallard shepherds her brood through Boston traffic to the Boston Public Garden, the country's oldest public garden. The book is firmly in the firmament of beloved children's books. Here's a reading a few years ago.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Mrs. Mallard had reached the corner bookshop and turned into Charles Street. With Jack, Cack, Black, Mac, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack, all marching in line behind her.
And in 1987, a monument, or rather nine of them, was installed in the public garden, statues of Mom and her ducklings waddling along, now burnished to a fine patina because of all the hugs and kisses from admirers like this dad and his son.
We love coming by here to hang out with these guys and ducks and just, you know, pay them a visit every now and then and say hello.
And I like the way they put hats or scarves on them.
The statues were created by renowned sculptor Nancy Schern, who also created an owl and a pussycat for a diverse neighborhood in Boston. Get it? The owl and pussycat are a mixed marriage. Friendship is her sculpture of two prairie dogs nose to nose in Oklahoma.
Hello.
Hello.
But last week, we visited Nancy at her home here in Massachusetts to see her latest work, and it's quite a departure. A huge, dark, bronze combat boot. Is that a hammer and sickle inside the unlaced boot? Fangs hanging from the toe? Is it about to stomp on a tiny bird? It's this now 95-year-old protest of Russia's war in Ukraine. People are going to be shocked at this. They don't think of your work as being this angry.
We all have darker sides. And as Heraclitus said, you never step in the same water twice. I have this side that I've done all this wonderful public art sculpture for kids, for people, for everything. And all of a sudden, I felt, here I am. It's about time I tell about my other side. And when I read about what was going on in Ukraine, I guess I have to go back to when I was 10 years old. And in those days, when you went to the movies, there was a newsreel. That's how you got your news, in the movie theaters. And I remember when Hitler went into Czechoslovakia, and all I saw on these newsreels were boots. Somehow they didn't show the people. They just saw boots, boots, boots.
Marching troops.
Yeah, marching into Czechoslovakia. And somehow that stayed with me. And the minute I saw the first news about Ukraine, that came to mind. It stuck with me all these years.
Well, and describe this boot.
So the first thing I did was to look up what boots look like, ancient boots. These soldiers' boots look like boots, and they're horrible. Somehow they're big and massive. But the Russian boot, the symbol has always been kind of the bear.
Don't poke the bear, the Russian bear.
Yeah, that's right. So the head of the boot is the head of a bear.
Look at that. And towards the toe of the boot, I see now a wide nose of a bear.
And that bear's head is open with great big teeth. And under it is this tiny little nightingale, which is the state bird of Ukraine. And that boot is ready to stomp on this poor little, very tiny little bird.
And then you've got Make Way for Ducklings. People dress them up. There's the Make Way for Ducklings parade every year where people dress their children up.
I used to put on a birthday party every year for the ducks.
That's got to be a lovely feeling.
Grandparents, somehow grandmothers, were always taking pictures of their kids. And then it became quite a thing. And they're political. There were ducks in cages, which was about what was going on in Texas and the immigration and the way children were being separated.
So people put the ducklings, your statues, under cages?
Yes, to show how horrible the things were going on in Texas with the separation of children. But then there's Ruth Ginsburg, the ducks are dressed up.
Like members of the court?
Yeah, like all members of the court, or they're dressed up for Thanksgiving, and they're like turkeys.
I love when the Red Sox or the Patriots or the Bruins win, they're all dressed up in hats and scarves.
Yeah, right. So
that's got to be a good feeling. I mean, what a juxtaposition, though, to what we're looking at here. A boot bearing down on this little bird. What is your hope for this?
Oh, dear. I hope not only for Ukraine, but for the world. I pray for peace. It makes me so sad. I have 10 great-grandchildren, and I wonder what their world will be like. I worry for them.
Yeah.
My hope is that somewhere, perhaps it would be displayed to give hope. I don't know. I don't know how. I wish I knew where it could go or how it could be displayed that would have an effect on people. I really don't know, but I'd love to know. I'd love to find out how I can really make a difference, because finally at this age and stage, I feel like I'm really telling the truth.
Well, there is one place for the boot, though it's highly unlikely. It's another thread to this story, one that ties Nancy to Russia. In the late 1980s, there was a thawing of the Cold War and an opening up in the Soviet Union led by Mikhail Gorbachev. It was known as Glasnost. First Lady Barbara Bush brought Russia's First Lady, Raisa Gorbachev, to Boston, where they met with Nancy Schern at the Duckling statues, which charmed Mrs. Gorbachev. I asked Nancy, wasn't it true that she then decided that, as crazy as it sounded, she would gift a copy of the Ducklings to Russia, and when that was accepted, she herself brought them to Moscow. You have only allowed one copy of the Ducklings.
Yes.
And it's in Russia?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking down at this boot, you know, hovering over this bird.
Yes.
Do you feel like, I don't know, maybe even betrayed? This was at a time, decades ago, of hope for peace. Now you have Vladimir Putin. Now you have this aggression in Ukraine. Does that history of the Ducklings being in Moscow feed into this?
Absolutely. In 1991, when I was part of the history of the START Treaty, when that was happening. And after I left Gorbachev, the coup happened 3 weeks after we put the ducks into Moscow. So yes, absolutely. That's why the
hammer and sickle.
Hammer and sickle is there, because that's the old Russia. And this is all part of my experience thinking about both Russias.
I just had this weird feeling. This is so strange, but like, we have to go rescue the ducklings. We have to get the ducklings back.
Well, you know, I did go back in 2000 because Mrs. Ballard and three babies were stolen from Russia.
What?
So I went back and replaced them. And Mr. Gorbachev had a big party for me, because unfortunately his wife had died about a year before, and so he wanted to make sure that these ducks were replaced, because his wife had looked at 8 different places to find the most beautiful place for the ducks in Moscow. He kissed me, he cried with me. Definitely a connection.
So I'm saying that I feel this need to go rescue the ducklings, but maybe the ducklings at this point represent even some of the Russian people who, you know, have been hijacked by this war as well.
Yes, I think that's true.
Yeah. There's a lot about Nancy Schern we don't know. It's like your life is amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think everybody only knows the ducks.
Yeah.
And recently, I must say, I said, forget about the ducks. We're not going to talk ducks. We're going to talk about what I've done in the last 36 years. So I did this PowerPoint showing all the things that I've done. And there are a lot of them.
Yes, there's a lot of them. Forget about the ducks.
Yeah,
I love that.
I get tired of talking about the ducks all the time, although I love them. Most people don't know that I'm called the skateboard granny. Who knows that I was responsible for this 40,000-foot skate park?
Here in Boston.
Yeah, so nobody knows about that. So,
and we also now are knowing more about the dark side of Nancy Schern, but one that is so powerful.
not only this piece, but I've done many, many political pieces, and some of them are very, very sad and very mean and cruel and show a very dark, dark side of my life.
Tell us about some of the others that we might not know about. You don't want to?
Sure.
You're shaking your head.
Well, I've done a piece that talks about guns. It's an elephant, the Republican Party, and the trunk is a gun. I've talked a lot about the Supreme Court and how I feel about them. And at this point, I guess I feel I can almost say anything. And there are more to come, I hope.
You have more pieces that you want to do.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on. There's climate, other wars. But I'm about to start working again, and God knows what's coming. It should be fun.